Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Happy birthday to our favorite football-picking baby toddler. No, she's not even a toddler anymore.
I think toddler is like 1 to 3 now. You move into like that preschool age.
Aw, yeah. Reese, 4 years old today.
I know, 4 years just flew by just like that.
That is crazy.
Yeah, it's nuts. We've got the whole house decorated last night, so she'll wake up and freak out, see all the decorations, and I'll get to come home later and celebrate with her. But yeah, crazy, 4 years old.
And you know what's really crazy about Reese is, you know, over the last, 2 years that you've been doing her football picks, her fan base has grown huge.
Yeah, if you've ever seen my Instagram, I started doing this thing with her to get her interested in football, something we could bond over by buying those little mini helmets. And it started when she was like 9 months old, so we've been doing it for 4 years. And I put the helmets in front of her, and she picks the winners and throws them. Cute video, this and that. Well, it went from, you know, 1,000 views here and there up to now millions, which is so crazy. And over this most recent video, I had a couple of DMs asking, hey, what's your daughter's social media page so I can follow it? And I thought, well, she doesn't have one. She's
she's on my page.
She's 4 years old. What kid in their right mind would have an Instagram page that early in life? But I know there's accounts where like parents run the accounts. Mm-hmm. But I don't really have any really will or draw to want to do that. That's just too weird for me.
I feel like 4 is way too young for that. Even Carter, my oldest, who's 10, he has asked me for at least last 3 years, can I get a YouTube channel? Can I get a YouTube channel? And I'm like, no, even at 10 years old, I feel like you're still too young. But in his class alone, multiple kids that do, little girls that do makeup channels. There's a kid who does a video game channel. And they have a good amount of subscribers to him, which I'm like, okay, should I be starting this?
I mean, on one hand, it's a way to make money.
Right?
You know? Eventually.
And for Carter and even Colt now, too, a lot of kids their age have their own baseball account to kind of show their accolades and what they've done. And last year, you know, he won TOCs and stuff. I'm like, should I have started an Instagram page to kind of start his resume on social media?
Which, isn't that insane to start a resume for him to be playing ball?
Right?
Get looked at later on in life.
I don't know. I just feel like if I'm going to actually allow my kids to do social media, they're going to have to at least be a teenager.
I would agree with that. There's a lot of stuff I kind of want to shield from her to see on social media. But I mean, hey, but what do we know? What is the right age for your little one to have social media? You can call or text 1-888-431-3764 It's Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
Parenting problems for a new generation. When is the right age to allow your kid to get social media?
I mean, you're pulling back the curtain on a lot of stuff once the kids are on social media.
Mm-hmm.
And you can only control so much. I know, like, Instagram has these settings, almost like parental settings, to
right.
where the kids can only see certain things. And that's what Tanya touched on Facebook. She said, delay as long as possible. Kids can be so cruel, even with the teenage accounts. Cyberbullying can be very hurtful, destructive, and devastating, which I agree, that is a very hard part of social media when you do get those negative comments. But then you look at their page and you know it's an account, like, that's what they do.
But as an adult, you can process that. As a kid, because I even know, like, if I post some stuff and I get negative, like, comments, I know how it affects me as an adult, and I'm old enough to process it and be like, okay, get over yourself, you know, you're just a coward.
But when they comment stuff, like when you post stuff about your kids,
oh,
and then they start
that
saying,
makes
that's
me
where it's to
fight them.
Yes, that's where I have to turn the phone off and take a deep breath.
Yeah. Carter, my 10-year-old, wants to get his own YouTube channel because he's done the, hey mom, so-and-so has one and such, and there are multiple kids in his class who run their own YouTube account. 951 says, Kelly, let him do it. It's going to teach him hard work and ethics. Lord knows this generation needs that. Also referenced, though, Matthew McConaughey and his wife shared that they did not let their son get social media until he was 15, and they still monitor it.
I see both sides of it. I think it would be good for him to learn, you know, how to put videos together and mm-hmm. edit them. And there's, like I said earlier, there's jobs out there. There's money in that. But also, you want to shield them as long as you can.
I have a friend, and she has an older daughter, and she has made a pact with all of her daughter's friends' moms that, okay, none of our kids get social media until 16. So that way they can't go to and be like, well, Ashley has it and Maddie has one, because no, they don't.
Because they're in a pact.
Which,
brilliant.
Maybe that's what I need to do. I need to rally up all the parents at Carter's school and be like, look, guys.
Let me get in on that too.
Right?
I'm just, yeah, I don't know what the right answer is.
Well, and especially for like your daughter who has a following. Yeah, it would be really great for her. But she's also 4 years old.
She's four. She didn't even know how to unlock the phone or swipe or anything.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog. You've got problems? They've got answers. Kelly and Anthony's DM Dilemma.
All right, anytime you have a problem, slide into our DMs. We'll blast on the radio, try and get you the best advice, just like Megan did. Not her real name. Here's what Megan said. I hope I'm overreacting, but my gut tells me this is not right. My boyfriend's birthday is next week, and my friend just gave him a gift card to get a massage. Here's the sus part. She's the masseuse. He regularly gets massages, but not by her. I don't feel right with her rubbing on my man.
Kind, yes, I will admit,
a little odd,
but in your mind, when you think, okay, he's going to go get a massage, picture it. Tell me what you're thinking.
What? He goes and gets a massage by someone other than my friend putting her hands on him.
Clothed or not?
Unclothed from the waist up.
Unclothed.
He's probably, when Art and I go get massages.
So shirt off.
Yeah, it's like,
okay.
Yeah, he probably is in his boxers and with a little sheet over.
And you're thinking full body.
Yeah.
See, now, I thought the exact opposite when I first started hearing this. Because when I go get a massage, I don't like the full body. You know what I do? I do an hour foot massage. You do
go
30
get a pedicure
minutes.
Then.
You do 30. Well, they do like your calves and your quad. Like, I don't know how high they go up, but stop. 30 minutes each leg. Boom, you're done. What if it's just that? Is it okay to then get just a foot massage from your friend?
This is weird. All around. Even if she is a professional, okay, that's fine. He gets massages, cool. Not by you. And I would say, as like a friend, if I were the masseuse, that would be so weird to be like, yeah, here you go. Come see me on your birthday.
Who
I'll
said
give
it?
You a
no.
Special
Who said
massage.
She's saying it like that? Why would she say it like that? What if
Why
she's one
she?
Of what if she's Mm-mm. one of the best masseuses in the area? And maybe he has some tension. Maybe he's one of those, because my wife goes through it. She has like really bad like neck stuff. She has to get it taken care of periodically. So what if he has one of those where it's constantly flaring up and she just happens to have those good grippy hands.
Okay, so your best bud says, hey, Tori, you look like you got a lot of tension in your shoulders. Come to me, I'll take care of it.
None of my friends sound like that.
Okay, yeah, honey, you should go let Mark rub you down.
If Mark sounds like that, guess what? I feel okay if he sounds just like you did.
I'll tell you what I'm doing in Megan's situation. I'll be like, oh my gosh, that's so sweet. She gave you a gift card. I'll take it.
Because
my boyfriend is not going to go get rubbed down by my friend. That's not going to happen.
Okay. Thankfully, we have other people to help us because we're seeing two different things here.
What do you think? You can weigh in on the DM dilemma. Give us a call or send us a text at 888-431-3764. It's Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog. Heck no, keep your hands to yourself. I think Megan definitely has to go with her gut on today's DM dilemma. Megan, not her real name. Said that her boyfriend's birthday is coming up. So Megan's friend got her boyfriend a gift card to get a massage. Here's the catch. The friend is the masseuse. Not gonna happen.
And you being the toxic lady that you are, 100%. No way is that happening.
Not at all. 951 agrees with me, says I'm with you, Kelly. Take that massage for myself. Show up and be like, surprise, not what you were expecting. Get to work.
Jeez. Okay, I'm on the opposite side of this. You're making it seem very, ooh, another man's going to touch your wife. Okay, it's a job. And here's just listen to Amanda on Facebook. She said, what's weird is that your friend is a massage therapist and you don't regularly go to her. You should both be going to her to support her business instead of paying somebody else regularly. I have a massage therapist friend. She massages all the husbands. It's not weird.
Okay. But given this situation, and Megan says that, yes, her boyfriend does regularly get a massage, now your friend is automatically like, oh, here, come to me and get a massage. That's not weird.
That's business.
No.
Here's a birthday gift for me. Here, if you like it once, then cool, you're probably going to come back. You're not going to get free ones all the time.
Nope. 909, first off, she is not a friend. Cut up that gift card and cut ties with that sneaky sneak.
Okay, if your husband gets, let's say he gets the gift card, why don't you just go with him? Why don't you both get massages?
Okay, but she's going to massage me, not my husband. That is weird. And if you're my friend, you would think that that's weird too, of like, oh yeah, here, Art, let me just put my hands all over you while your wife is laying next to us.
You paint this picture.
Oh, and thank you, 714. Kelly, you're definitely not toxic.
No.
Thank you. Why would she give that as a gift? That is just weird. Thank you, 714.
714. Kelly waves the red flag every single day. This is the most toxic environment. I don't want to say environment. Maybe co-host I've ever had.
I mean, not toxic to you.
But because you love so much.
It's toxic when it comes to my man.
It's good toxic.
Keep your hands off, even if you are a masseuse.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
It is our favorite football picking toddler's birthday today. Happy birthday to Reese.
Yeah, my little girl, 4 already. Can you believe that?
No, it feels like this has just flown by.
I know. We were sitting at the dinner table last night, and I wanted to pick her brain about turning 4 and what life would look like another year older, not knowing that her answer was going to make my stomach drop. So I asked her, how old are you turning?
4.
And then what?
I'm turning 5, and then 6. And then 7, and then 8, and I don't have to sit in a car seat anymore. Can you believe it? I'm turning 8.
You'll be 8 in 4 years.
And then I'm turning 20.
You're going to be that old?
Yeah, and I'll be taller than you, maybe.
Well, that's not hard to do.
She's funny at 4.
It's really not. But I wanted to ask her, you know, okay, so you're turning how old? 4. Okay, and then what? Not... I didn't want to know what was coming after that year-wise. I want to know, like, as a 4-year-old, what are some things you're going to be doing? But no, she went straight to, I'm going to get older, Dad. I'm going to be 5, 6, 7, 8. I won't need a car seat. And then I'm going to be 20. Then I'm going to be gone.
Does that just crush you?
A little bit. We were talking earlier in the week or last week, whenever it was, about how I felt like it was more of a sentimental thing for moms to get more emotional when their kids got older.
Mm-hmm.
But that one hit me like a wrecking ball. It's like, no, you're not allowed to be 8 or 20.
You know what, though? That's one of those things when I see people post about their kids on their birthdays, and it's like, oh, I just want you to be this age forever. Don't ever grow up. No, I do want to see you grow up, though. And I want to see you be the most amazing version of you and be better than I am and what you're going to contribute to society. Like, I'm excited for our kids' future.
I am too. But she just went from 4 to 8 to 20.
You
so
just wanted
let's
to slow down?
Let's enjoy 4 today. Yes, and then continue to grow up. Be your wonderful self. But, hey, happy birthday to my sweet little 4-year-old girl, Reese.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
Just in time for holiday travel, this could be the worst flight ever. I'm not sure if you saw this viral TikTok. The guy's name is Paul Lee. He's on a flight. Sitting next to him is what I would assume is a toddler. Can't see because the only thing you see of her are her shoes kicking him the entire flight because she has a full-blown tantrum.
Well, okay, one, was it the entire flight?
According to him in this video.
Sounds like he's being dramatic. Two, not only do you see the kid's shoes, yes, kind of flailing about, you also see mom's arm trying to restrain her.
Okay.
I'm not defending the tantrum toddler. Of course, no, it's not right, and that's a bummer if you paid for your flight and you're getting kicked. But also, as a parent of a toddler, I understand these meltdowns happen, and you just got to try and do the best you can to calm them down.
I'm sorry. I get it, too. It's not easy to fly with kids. There is no reason your child should be hitting another human being.
Well, absolutely
he
not.
He paid for his seat at some point, a lot sooner than when he's filming this video. It should have been, get up, we're going to go to the lavatory and have a quote-unquote talk. If you know what I mean.
But the kid wasn't like deliberately kicking him on purpose. It was part of the tantrum.
It doesn't matter.
Well, I know, but you're saying, without seeing the video, you make it sound like the kid's like standing on the chair, like just kicking this dude.
The kid is acting inappropriate, which I get. Kids act inappropriate. My kids have had meltdowns too. And I know I've been in that parent situation where you're sweating, you're red. What can I do? But you can't let it get to the point where it's affecting someone else. Yeah. Like this.
Sure. Grab the kid, restrain him, like hug him super tight. Don't let, you know, if they are going to be flailing body parts everywhere, grab him, pin him down.
Oh, and the comments are just crazy. There are a few that side with the mom of like, okay, yes, we've all been a mom. We've been there. We've had the tantrums and how you deal with it is how you deal with it. But I thought it was interesting that there was a flight attendant who commented, which as a flight attendant, I'm sure you see this, especially with flying because the little ones and their ears can hurt them. And the flight attendant even went after the mom saying, this is totally unacceptable.
So in that sense, what could the flight attendant do, if anything?
Well, she said what she would have done is she would have asked him, are you okay? And if he said anything other than yes, then she would have moved him to another area of the flight. Which I don't know if there was another empty seat.
No, if it's a full flight.
If it's a full flight, I don't know. You want to ride shotgun? Want to go up next to the captain?
That would be cool.
In that case, put the toddler next to me.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.